You should probably just listen to everything we just said.
Yeah, because we're going to say it again, you fucking slut.
What's happening, forum?
Yo, W's in the chat.
I forgot my bikini.
So this one morning, like, this is so stupid. I went to bed the night before, and I started thinking of, like, different bullshit I could say at the beginning. And I was like, that's okay. So funny. So I wrote them down. And then I woke up the next morning, and I'm not even joking. I spent an hour at my computer. I wrote down 20 intros. Like, I was just, they were just coming to me.
Nice.
Hell okay. Yeah.
They were coming in to my you mouth, or at you or in you.
So my pores have never felt better. It was like bullet time.
I'm so moisturized.
It was like bullet time with
Vaseline's got nothing on this.
Yeah. And it tastes way better.
Breakfast.
Breakfast.
Breakfast. Welcome back to Pawscast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dune the Fox, and I just realized the existence of Nos Hyena implies the existence of Yas Hyena. And I'm here with a couple of goofy friends who love to drink libations. Say hi, Clumsy.
Hi.
You and some
Clumsy. How's it going?
I just tripped you up so hard. You
totally He's like, Pepper, up. Say hi, Clumsy.
So, Pepper, can you say hi to Clumsy?
Oh my god, hi, I'm Clumsy, hello.
Well, hi girl, OMG.
So I'm here with Clumsy the lion, also the werewolf. I'm also here with Pepper, right. A husky that I've just tripped up.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. You've done it.
That was
I'm
the
Batman.
You like foamed at the mouth just now.
Pretty much. Rabies.
And we're also here with James, aka Johannesburg, hi.
Hello.
The most sober intro. Oh my god. Speaking of sober, we're not. So today we're going to be talking about Booze Mahal.
Yay! Yeah.
Okay. Was that somebody's smoke detector?
No, Pepper's a pterodactyl.
To get us kickstarted on the Booze Mahal Alcabachal conversation, first question is the impossible one. What's your go-to drink? What's your favorite ever drink?
So for me, it's gonna be I'm born and raised in Nova Scotia, so there's a company out east in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia called Coldstream, and they have a seltzer that's like a 7%er, and they come in like the short cans, like the 355 milliliters, but they're 7%ers and they punch you in the face, but they have great flavor. And I would say that would have to be like my number one choice. Unfortunately, you can't get it in Ontario, yeah. But that would be my number one. Yep.
Hell yeah. All right, Mr. Werewolf.
I would say my favorite go-to beer would be Granville Island's Lion Pale Ale, which Ooh. Is only available during the winter, which I was lucky enough to find at somewhere up 2 hours north of Ontario.
Up in Minden Hills.
In Minden Hills.
Just south of Algonquin.
Yeah.
Like right where, basically where Camp Farrell takes place.
So that would be my go-to beer. And then I would say my go-to vodka would be a Ukrainian vodka called, I already forgot the name.
Zirkova.
Zirkova, thank you.
Cuban Zirkova.
That would be my go-to vodka. How about you, James?
Well, I'm born and raised in Tecumseh, Michigan, and for a while, we had a brewery here in town that was making some of the best beer I've ever drank in my entire life.
Hell yeah.
They are sadly in limbo right now. We were hoping to be able to go there earlier today.
The tea.
Yeah. We were hoping to be able to go there today, but their doors were closed. But
yeah.
Back in their prime, they made a stout that was better than any other stout I had ever had, and it was called Resurrection.
Heck yeah.
And it was just, like, nice and dark and roasty and flavorful, and it was, like, 7%. Like, you have a few of these, you're out on your ass. It was great. Absolutely loved it. One of the best beers I've ever had. Hopefully they're able to keep slinging it in some form or another in the near future, but, you know, I just got the memories with me for right now, and that's the best beer I've ever drank. Resurrection Stout.
Heck yeah.
I can contest to that because James has brought that up to us, like in Toronto, like a few times. Like a few times he's come to visit us, he's always brought a growler. It's always been like a crazy good beer, good stout. It's always been like fresh. It's always been fantastic. So I can definitely contest to what he's saying there.
Heck yeah. As for me, because being gay is my religion. cocktail wise?
Really?
Really what?
Really?
Really, queen?
Are you?
No.
I never knew.
And you wouldn't. I pass for straight so much. In terms of cocktail land, that fantasy has always been a Sex on the Beach for me. That is, I just like fruity bullshit, obviously. You know, that's pretty much my lifestyle choice. In terms of canned beverages, Pepper is judging me so hard right now. In terms of canned...
I'm just trying not to interrupt you.
You're being amazing. In terms of canned beverages, I really, really like seltzers. And right now, it's pretty much White Claw for me.
White Claw's decent, but I'm going to have to interject. Sometimes. Yeah, man, I got to bring you some. I have to order it. I'm going to have to
Neutral?
Order it. No, no, no. The Cold Streams.
Let us now have a contest of sorts. Let us now ask the impossible questions.
Oh, no.
This is devious. This is dangerous. This is humidity. You know? It gets the room wet.
Yeah, because the AC's off.
Moist.
Yeah. So the AC is off, and we're drinking, so that's great.
Everything is
humidity
fine.
Is rising in this unit quickly.
It's because we're all so hot. So the question the question now is beer, liquor, wine, cocktails. Which one is the winner? Which one's the winner?
You were working as a waitress at a cocktail bar.
Working.
A cocktail bar. You were working as a
Clumsy, shut the fuck up. Alright. So for me, it's like none of the above. I it's seltzers.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
Yeah, it's vodka seltzers for me. Like yes. That's my go to. Like that is the drink that I'm gonna drink all night long and I'm gonna feel great the next day.
100%.
You know what? Like if I have wine written off the next day, if I have beer written off the next day, if I drink hard liquor drinks the entire night, written off the next day.
Literally,
but seltzers,
literally.
Yo, I'm good the next day. I had a great time the night prior and I'm waking up right as rain and ready to cook eggs and bakey.
Yep. Yep. And by the way, best breakfast.
Yeah, 100%.
We'll get there later. But for now, I'm also team seltzer. I'm definitely team cocktail as well. More recent,
of course you would be.
Obviously. Some people will call me a bottom. Little do they know.
We don't. Dun, because it's not a fact.
It's unconfirmed. I'm an undisclosed bottom. More recently, I've been having Moscow Mules.
Those yes. are great.
I fucking love yes. ginger.
Those are awesome.
I love ginger. So, it's seltzer's
first. Well, I know
first.
A few.
I do too.
They're spicy. They absolutely are.
Clumsy, talk to me. Are you team beer pretty much?
I used to be, but like I feel like it makes me bloated after like maybe six. So I've been kind of
how much beer are you drinking?
A lot. So I've maybe 8, maybe 12.
Oh god.
So I've kind of gravitated towards vodka. Because you can drink that shit, or sorry, I'm allowed to, sorry.
Of course, yeah.
I can drink that shit straight, or I can, like, just mix it with, like, you know, like a bubbly.
Speak your mind.
And, like, it's cheap, because instead of having to spend all that money in fucking White Claw, or bubbly, or Neutral, or whatever, just fucking get a bottle of fucking Sirkova, vodka, or whatever, get a 12 case of fucking bubbly, and then you're good to go. You're saving so much money that way, and then you can make it as strong as you fucking want.
Yeah.
So I'm team vodka.
Team vodka. Okay. My favorite thing was that you just came into this swinging. You were like, honestly, I'm a little like gluten intolerant, and it starts to hit me after about 7 foot long subs.
For me, it was like, I'm pretty much going to talk about this in a really good way. Wait, can I swear? Fucking fuck, fuck, fuck.
And the coffee filter, fungal. The coffee filter came off.
Yes, sir.
Pepper just crunched that can so hard.
Sorry. That little
so hard.
ASMR.
Oh my god, can we get Pepper Asmer? And that was it.
needs a hug.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
So, James.
Yes.
What team are you on?
I mean, I've got to give it to beer, honestly. I mean, I'm a big beer man. I like basically all types of beer. I like lagers, IPAs, stouts, porters, like the whole nine yards. As for just like what I buy for myself at home, like cans from like the grocery store or whatnot, I'm usually more seltzer team nowadays. Sure, sure. Just because like it's lower carb, it's lower sugar, like it's just like it's overall better for you. But I mean, I still really like just going out and just like getting like a really nice, like tall, cool, like pint of like IPA or what have you. Like, I just love all the different flavors there are of beer out there. I'm a big fan of the craft of like what goes into making different types of drinks that way. Please. No.
So like I totally agree with you. For me, it's like I'm not a big beer guy anymore. I used to be. I'm not a big beer guy anymore, but there's this company called Steam Whistle in Toronto.
I fucking love Steam Whistle.
I know, we fuck with Steam Whistle. And when the only time you can get this draft is if you go to the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. And it's called Unfiltered. It's a regular Ooh. Draft, but it's unfiltered.
Okay.
So
and it
good.
Is like mm-hmm. it's like Steam Whistle, but like one level higher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, because you can get good. It in a can, you can get it in a bottle, you can bring it home, you can buy it in Toronto, and you can like take it back to the States if you want, whatever. But like you get the unfiltered, and it's just like on the draft there at the place where you're getting it, where it was brewed, it's just like put it in my face hole.
I fucking love Steam Whistle's Unfiltered. That is one of the best beers I've ever had in my life. It's so good.
And the cool thing about them, too, is that they also have, like, their vehicles that they deliver this shit in is, like, old 1950s, 1960s vans and trucks. And, like, if they don't run properly, they just make them, like, electric. And it's fucking boss.
Hell yeah. Oh, my God. So, all right. I think next thing that I want to tackle is drinking itself. So probably by now we're all seasoned. We've lost half of our livers now, right?
Yay.
So
I don't want to think about that.
So you don't have to. That's the cool part. So basically I want to talk through like the routine of how we drink in different situations, right?
Mm.
So what I've discovered is when I'm at a party or social, I can just keep going. but normally when I'm like at home or I'm just like, it's a dinner, a quick dinner or a couple friends or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, so I can probably be like, maybe I'll have like 2 to 3 White Claws, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I try to stop at like 8 or 9 based on my bedtime, you know?
Sure.
At that point, I'm having water. I'm relaxing, I'm having water. Maybe I've had a snack or something just to kind of offset everything. And then I try to go to bed, and usually I wake up fine. Maybe I take a couple aspirin in the morning, you know? And that's it. That's my routine. So Pepper, talk to me about your routine.
So when it comes down to routine, I think that like, if are we talking about alcoholism or are we talking about like,
professionalism.
Like so, drinks over the course of the week.
What's the difference?
So what I was sort of doing was I was couching alcoholism in a really beautiful package.
Okay, well, I'm call what it is.
Okay, great. And this is why I love this queen.
So if you're drinking like eight, nine drinks a night, that's probably an issue. In my personal opinion, in my personal experience, if I'm drinking like on my own, if I'm just having casual drinks because I'm just chilling at home and it's just me, like I'm doing what I'm doing, I'm screwing around on TikTok or I'm like watching YouTube or whatever, I'm probably having like 1, 2, 3 drinks and then I'm probably going to bed.
Yep.
And then like, but like you, like to your note, Dune, if I'm at a party, there's no limit. Yeah. Like, I'm just going until I don't.
Yeah.
Like, it's just because of the atmosphere, right? The energy is so high that you're literally just on this crazy high and you just keep drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking, and you're having such a great time. And that next morning, guess what? I'm waking up fine too, just because of the, I don't know, I can't even explain it. Maybe it's a little leprechaun body I live in, but like, but I can drink until the cows come home and I'm good. And also I can do that if I'm not at a party setting, but my motivation to drink at home is probably like just a couple to have like some relaxation and chill.
Exactly.
You know, at the end of the work day and just kind of relax and then go to, you know, finish my work day off and go to bed. But that's kind of like where I'm at. But if I'm at a party, the sky's the limit, my guy.
Yeah, for sure. James.
Well, I for sure drink more when I'm with a crowd.
Yeah.
Much to Pepper's point.
No shit.
So obviously, yeah.
Much to Pepper's point, I like having a nightcap. I like getting off the clock and just having a couple of beers, a couple of seltzers, whatever you have. It helps to sort of bring in the evening. Like, you signal the end of the
work. You brought Clumsies to his knees.
Oh, sure did.
Not Daddy Pepper.
I don't have much different to bring to the table besides Pepper. I mean, like, when I'm drinking by myself, if I go as hard as I do when I'm at a party, it's just kind of depressing.
Facts. Stand on facts.
It's just kind of depressing, you know?
Yeah. Facts.
Like, drinking in company is universally better in every single way. Mm-hmm. You have stories bouncing off of each other. You've just got the energy of the room bouncing off of each other. Whenever I'm by myself, just at home, like, those four walls, man. Yeah. Like, I'll have, like, a couple of drinks to sort of, like, bring in the evening. And then outside of that, it's just, nah.
Outside of that, it's like...
Yeah. It's sleepy time. I've got to work tomorrow. That's what it's like.
That was some seriously bombarded sinuses. Oh, my God. All right, Werewolf. Tell me.
He's got to stand up first.
Tell me.
So...
For the audio listener, Clumsy is fucking in this microphone right now.
Hi.
He's also pretty intoxicated.
ASMR time. I'm going to drop the microphone. No. Okay. So pretty much like when I drink, if I'm by myself, I'll like take my time. I'm not going to like, you know, get completely shit-faced. I'll have like, you know, a couple of drinks and stuff like that, but I'm not going to go overboard. However...
Lies.
When it comes to a party environment, if I'm at the house, at least I can, like, you know, have a couple of... I normally have, like, water between every two drinks to keep myself hydrated.
More lies.
However, if I'm, like, you know, if I'm camping or if I'm, like, outside my element and, like, someone else's property, I'll sometimes forget to have that water.
Factual.
And, I'll wake up hungover the next day. And I'll just drink more to, you know... bypass the hangover.
Great
content. But, at the end of the day, that's how I kind of drink. But, like, if I'm doing, like, a workout kick, I'll try not to drink during my off days. But I will still drink on my weekends, I guess. But, yeah, that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Hell yeah.
But if I'm playing a concert, then if I'm not driving.
Yeah.
The sky's the limit.
No, the sky's your sleeping pillow.
That too.
You're falling asleep at the venue.
After my performance, yes.
Delicious. Thank you so much.
It tastes like strawberry. From the mic.
He can. You know what?
I'm sorry. I'm going Canadian. I'm sorry.
So one thing that I think we have touched on that's super important in this context is like there is a difference between being in a crowd and feeling that vibe and connecting with people. Mm-hmm. And the drinks just kind of fly at that point, right? But then there's also the bit of like, I've just worked a horrendous day at work and I would like to relax a little bit, you know?
That is the next level.
Fucking hell, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So
every day at Best Buy.
If we're talking about that, like, we just want to get home. So me and Clumsy both work public transportation and like we deal with a lot every day, like every day. And at the end of a shift, you just really want to like hit a hard shot just to shut your brain up because you deal with so much.
And that's really
sometimes you just want a wine glass filled with like, you know, Fireball.
Oh my god, everyone's gonna hear from me tonight.
In my dreams.
That stresses me out.
Yeah, a fireball is a good pick. For a wine glass.
Wait, you should see what he actually did.
I think I'd rather put wine in a wine glass.
It was MCFC.
He did that at fucking
it was
MCFC.
He bought an entire quarter of Fireball and filled the wine glass. He specifically bought a plastic wine glass and filled it to the brim with Fireball.
I was there. I saw this happen.
With Fireball. Just straight Fireball.
So
drank the entire goddamn thing, and he was like, everyone's going to hear from me tonight. And then he fell asleep like halfway through, and then, Pepper Coyote was helping him with it. Pepper Coyote was helping him with, like, finish off the... Dude, he was, like, passed out on the bed, like, not even, like, 20 minutes in. He
was, like, just Fox laid was, like, right out. Burn laid him, right just, like, out. Puppeteering him.
Yeah. Oh, that was God. Really... It was, like, a weekend at Bernie's with Clumsy.
And I woke up 40 minutes later.
It was, like, not... Anyway, so that's a whole story.
That is insane. I will say, though... Go ahead. Sorry.
It was a meme that I saw online. And I'm like, this looks fucking stupid. I'm going to try it. And then I went to the Myers, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we got a plastic glass, wine glass, and we got a bottle of Fireball. And then during the Finicorp meeting, I, you know, just filled the MFR up with Fireball.
I remember watching in real time. I was, like, standing right near the bed that you were conked out on after your little Fireball excursion. I turn my back to grab another beer. I turn around. You're not on the bed anymore. Where the fuck is Clumsy?
Yeah.
And then, like, a minute later, you come out of the bathroom in the room like fucking nothing's happened. You just got your second win.
I just needed a catnap.
Hello, Fuzzies, and hey, all of you Booze Mahal-loving humans out there. Are you enjoying this podcast so far? Well, we have a show called Pause Play, and it's on YouTube right now. Fursuits, games, improv, and honestly, sometimes we do drink occasionally, and it gets a little loosey-goosey or whatever. Think about it. Booze Mahal and Bottles.
Wow.
Full episodes from seasons 1 and 2 are available for free, so please consider checking us out and subscribing to get notifications of new episodes. We can't wait to see you over there. Back to the show.
Another thing that we've talked about here is the idea of the room party at furry conventions, right? Mm-hmm. Which can have a lot of different forms of party.
Oh, yeah.
So yes. Take a moment to reflect on all of your party adventures, right?
And this requires no drink.
So take a moment to reflect on your party adventures.
Can you grab another
white claw? Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Which story do you want to hear?
They're lubricating.
Yeah.
What would you say is your favorite moment? And it doesn't have to be alcohol, but that's kind of what we're talking about. So
I mean, it's probably gonna be it's probably gonna be 100% alcohol related. Like yeah. let's be honest.
And honestly, let's be honest.
Might take a minute.
Go ahead.
It's a lot of conventions.
There's a lot of contenders, too.
Mm-hmm. There really is.
Contenders? Chicken tenders? You know?
Dude, snacks? Are we talking about snacks right now?
Oh my god, you're such a snack.
Oh my god.
I feel like a snack.
Thank you, sir.
Chicken nuggies.
Oh my god. Dino nuggies.
I mean...
But they're friend-shaped.
Yeah, well, are they?
So, that was some husky logic for sure.
So you want to know some of our favorite, like, furry con parties? Not really favorite. More or less, like, your most standout-ish, like, things that stick out in your mind kind of parties that you were ever involved in.
GasCon. 2014.
Was that 2014?
MFF.
Jesus.
I was there.
So what I meant was, like the many room parties you've been to or furry parties or whatever, what's a moment that stands out to you related to alcohol?
I'm doing a heavy think. It's going to take me a sec.
I have a story for this.
Go ahead. Jump in.
This is going to be very tame because I'm still pretty new to going to all the cons and whatnot. But one thing that I will absolutely never forget is just the first ever MCFC that I went to when I first started hanging out with Clumsy and Pepper. They were staying in the Overflow Hotel from the main hotel.
Oh, such a blessed hotel.
It was such a blessed hotel. I honestly liked that one better than the main.
Same.
And I was over there, and Pepper and Clumsy were getting in suit, but all of us had had several beverages.
Severable beverages.
Severable beverages.
They can be sliced.
Yes, indeed.
They're severable.
We'd all been drinking a little bit, and I just remember waiting for Pepper and Clumsy were suiting up, and I was just like waiting, like, okay, once they're suited up, we're gonna head back to Maine. It's gonna be good. Clumsy, you came out of the bathroom after getting suited up, and you just like flopped face first onto one of the beds and just like took a quick power nap. You ended up doing something similar, Pepper. And I'm just kind of sitting there.
I do not recall this, and I do not appreciate being accused.
I will not sit here and be dragged on the air.
This is my first ever con, and I didn't really understand what the procedure here was, so I was just kind of sitting, like, crisscross applesauce on, like, the free bed, like, waiting for you guys to wake up, because I didn't want to disturb you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, aren't you just a goddamn sweetheart? Because, gosh darn, you should have just kicked us both in the fucking arse and we should have gone. But, however, Lord fucking Thunder and Jesus Christ, we were sleeping.
You were having a big old snooze.
Stays where you're at, well, comes where you too. That's what's up.
Don't you know.
Don't you fucking know, bud.
Oh, don't you know, bud.
Crazy. Well, I have a couple stories. Just one.
Absolutely.
Just one.
Though. I can't really think of any out of the top of my head, but you go ahead.
So when I started doing conventions in 2015, somewhere between there and 2020, I did a few years where I did some MFF room parties with other Michigan people. And the bartender was somebody who made like really good drinks, do what they were doing. Shout out to Zeke. So that was a good time. And there, but it was like they had like board games, video games, movies. There was a pole. People were doing pole dancing and such. Like I miss those room parties so much. Shout out to Tizen and Poison. My other thing that I wanted to mention recently was I went to a party where we were playing video games, and I tried some new stuff. So somebody homebrew basically cider or mead or something. Mm. And by the way, I haven't mentioned this yet. I fucking love mead. I'm just going to toss that out there.
Oh, we have some here.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love mead. And we also tried this thing called Tingala. Some of you might be familiar with Tingala in the comments, possibly. Tingala is made...
Not in the room chat.
Not in the room chat. And we did make a Telegram chat for this room, so it's a room chat.
Hi, chat.
What up, chat?
Oh my God, W's in the chat, bro.
W's in the chat. W's in the chat. Okay, sorry. All right. I didn't mean to break your train of thought.
No, you're doing amazing. That train has not ran for many years. Tingala is basically a liquor, and it is made from, I am not going to remember the name of the plant, but essentially it's a plant that you can eat it, and it makes your tongue feel tingly, and then things taste different after you eat it. So if any of y'all want to look it up, it's Tingala. So tin like the metal, gala like the apple, right? And it's pronounced Tingala. That was super tasty. Shout out to Terry for introducing me to Tingala. But there are some fun moments in the room party space. For the audio listener, Pepper and Clumsy are doing sign language so hard right now. They're fucking doing smoke signals over here. Like, what the hell?
My brain's working overtime, so there's smoke coming out of my ears.
Oh my God. You have to lay off the weed.
I do not smoke weed, bitch.
Yeah,
I eat
that's
it
me.
Raw, like cereal. I don't even do weed, bro. And I haven't fucking smoked a joint since I was like, oh my God, you're making me fucking think. This is why my brain's on fire.
Fucking hell,
because I'm appealing to your ADD so hard.
I haven't smoked a joint since like 2021?
That's good.
Ish?
That's pretty good.
2021-ish. No, actually before that, I think it was 2020.
Okay.
And then I had gummies after that, and I really haven't had weed since.
I respect you.
You know what? For everybody in the chat, like, if you guys are smoking weed or eating edibles, like, you do you. It just doesn't vibe with my body.
Yeah.
My body rejects it.
Yeah, like, I smoked a joint last week.
And that was all you had to say?
Yes.
Hey, really quick, guys. I'm a druggie.
Y'all on the nose beard.
I do too many cocaines.
Oh, God.
You're spending a lot of time on the slopes there, bud.
Watch out there, werewolf.
Too many cocaines.
Watch out there, werewolf. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
So as far as good memories for FurryCons for me, I have a lot. All I can think of is GasCon. So, okay. So I passed out in my room right before the alarms went off. So my roommates left. They tried calling me, but I was passed out in the room. So then all of a sudden my buddy, my roommate, Till, woke me up. He's like, there's a fire alarm. Get the hell out of here. I'm like, shit, okay. So I grabbed my backpack, threw in a bottle of vodka and a bunch of beers because priorities. And then I went downstairs, and the firefighters and the main floor told me to get the fuck out of there, which I did. And so we went to the convention center right across the street where there was like a dog convention happening. So you got a bunch of random, like, you know, pet dogs in cages. So I started chilling
with them. Not the furries and the dogs in the same goddamn convention center.
Right.
And they were actual canines in cages, not people.
And then I end up drinking with a fursuiter. I can't remember his name right now, but like... So we just start drinking fucking straight vodka shot for shot and next to dogs, like live dogs at the convention center.
Live dogs!
And then eventually we ended up going towards the Marriott across the street. Sorry, the Hilton.
As opposed to caged dead dogs.
I mean, they could have been, as far as we know.
Not since the accident.
I mean, they could have been, like, you know, marionettes for all we know.
I love puppet dogs for sure.
So
this conversation deserves something.
So I end up going. So I end up going to the Hilton across the street, and I met Ronnie and Uncle Kage. And in my drunken stupor, I was trying to go upstairs to meet Synth, Tontic, and Firestorm. And in my drunken stupor, my brain was, like, not in the same area. It wasn't even in the same country. And I went up to... I made an ass of myself in front of Uncle Kage and Ronnie. And, like, I was just trying to get upstairs. Because at the time, I was broke, and I couldn't fucking get my phone to work. So, eventually, thank God, Synth came downstairs, grabbed me, and we went back up to the hotel room. But I made an ass of myself in the process in front of Ronnie and Uncle Kage. I'm sorry, you two. Please don't judge me.
They love your face. You're fine.
But this is back in like 2015, 2016, I think, when GasCon happened. So anyways, I got back to the room and finished the rest of the alcohol that was inside my bag. But that was probably the most memorable, crazy, but most fun environment I ever had. I got many stories, but I just can't think off the top of my head because my brain's half working right now.
Well, my story is... by the way, I'm Pepper because you guys have been like commandeered by Clumsy for like last like 17 fucking thousand hours.
Yeah.
And so therefore my story is like way less long-winded.
Well, except for this intro.
I'm half Italian, okay?
However,
I mean,
I can't remember what MFF it was, but I was trying to go to bed and we were like upstairs, like we were on our floor. And then there was, like, a group of people on our floor at the elevators. And when we got off the elevator, they rolled the big round ottoman into the elevator and Christmas treed the elevator itself.
What the fuck?
Oh, my
so God. That massive, like, you guys know, like, if you have been to MFF, sorry.
Okay. For the audio listener, Pepper cannot keep his hands off this table.
If you've been to MFF, you know that like the elevators, like they have like big round ottomans in the middle of the waiting area for the elevators. Whilst this group of people I've never met before in my life decided they were gonna tilt it on the side, roll it into the elevator, and then Christmas tree the elevator and leave. That was the game. And then we were like, oh my God, that's like next level bullshit. And and then we went to bed. And then we actually like went out, like, we watched from the balcony, and the elevator went all the way to the bottom floor, and then all the way back up again. And then we went to bed.
Humans are fucking nuts, man.
They really are, like, something else, honestly. Oh, especially, like, you know, considering that conventions are the foundation of, like, you know, what we do for, like, our livelihood, happiness, because, like, that's where we find our happiness, is at conventions, quite literally. In-person interaction with other friends that we meet on the internet.
A lot
where people decide to, like, they're gonna, like, do some next-level bullshit like that. It's kind of crazy that these people do those things and ruin reputations.
Yes.
Because the rest of us pay the consequences. So, you know, like, at the end of the day, it's kind of bullshit. Was it funny at the time? 100%. Did it have consequences? Obviously not. It's MFF. But yeah. They put up with some next level shit. So anyway, good for that. You know, good for that hotel. Thank you for putting up with us. We are not easy to put up with. And thank you for that.
Yes.
And to all the furries out there, please respect your hotels.
100%.
Don't be like Seattle.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't
God.
Be like Rainforest.
I'm just kidding.
Do not get me going.
So, in conclusion, I think that I would like to say the thing I probably should have said up top, which is we have all done our fair share of drinking, and we've done a lot of partying, and we've had lots of experiences, fun times, bad times.
Absolutely.
Hard times, great times, right? So, we're not officially condoning the use of alcohol, to be clear, but please drink responsibly.
Absolutely.
And it can be very, very fun, but do the right thing. Be responsible. Take care of yourself. You got one body, right? You know, be nice to it. And sometimes poisoning it with weird stuff is pretty cool.
Well, I mean, if that's what you're all about and you want to have, like, some crazy experiences, then that's totally on you. But again, do it responsibly.
Yes.
Don't do it where you're going to put somebody else in a position where they need to actually save your ass, or where you're going to put yourself in a position where it's going to alter your life in ways you never expected.
Because that can happen too.
100%. 100%. So, like, if you're going to do stuff, do it in ways that is going to be good for you and not bad for anybody else. 100%.
I like to live dangerously.
And you do like to live. Yeah. Thank you, Pepper. Thank you, Clumsy. Thank you, James, for being here, for talking with me about alcohol.
Yay!
Thank you for having us.
So, oh my God.
OMG.
That is it from us about alcohol, booze, spirits, and the like. What is your favorite liquid, or what are some of your favorite memories regarding the Booze Mahal? Get in the comments. Let us know.
H2O.
Clumsy likes H2O.
If you have an incorrect opinion, you will be bullied.
Yes, any wrong answers, that means you'll get banned. Don't forget to like, subscribe, click the bell. We'll let you know when another episode is coming out your way. But that's it, guys. Thanks for tuning into Pawscast. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Yay, bye.
Bye.
Woo.
Matt Damon.